This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome back to Reflections. This is episode 22. But this is a special episode in that this is the announcement of the launch of my latest project, and a project I've been working on for some time now, to fulfill the oath that I made to try to be helpful and to try to provide services where I felt there might be some lacking or something needed. So we have the launch of Yusha Evans Coaching. Yusha Evans Coaching, my entire plan intent behind this is to provide a space for people, mostly Muslims, it doesn't matter who comes, but provide a platform for brothers and sisters who want to be able to talk to someone, who want to be able to talk it out, who want to be able to talk through their trauma, talk through their issues in a safe, non-judgmental zone where they can express what they're going through and then get some real-world advice, and even sometimes just an ear to listen, a non-judgmental ear to listen. This is the goal of Yusha Evans Coaching. This is the goal of coaching. The way this will be set up is the website is being launched right along with this podcast, YushaEvansCoaching.com. You can go to YushaEvansCoaching.com and you can schedule a one-hour Zoom session. At the comfort of your own time. There are blocked off times. These are the times that are available. When you go to YushaEvansCoaching.com and click book an appointment now, you'll be taken to the scheduling page. You will choose your own time zone. It will make you choose your time zone so that you'll know what the times are in your time zone that correlate to mine. And any available open appointment, you can book it. And that will be a one-hour Zoom session. Once you book it, you will be sent an email with the Zoom link and the time to arrive, and also, you know, a quick follow-up to get a brief description of kind of what you want to cover so that we don't have to do that and waste any of your time. And then you show up to the Zoom session. You can do audio. You can do audio and video. These sessions will be recorded and sent to the person who has booked the session afterwards, so that if they need to go back and relook at it and re-listen to some of the advice, or be able to even hear what they said themselves, because that sometimes is a form of healing as well. And all of that will take place in secure format, insha'Allah ta'ala. Now, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I know that through my life experiences, I've experienced a large portion of what I see people suffering with today, especially in the Muslim community. This is not being addressed. You know, whether it be childhood trauma, whether it be, you know, abuse, whether it be domestic violence, you know, whether it be weaknesses of faith, whether it be, you know, you just want to have a coaching session to talk about a new business opportunity that you have, or you want to get started in your own business venture, and you want to talk to someone who's been self-employed for going on 15 years now, and you know, you just want to talk these things out. That is what I'm here for. That is the goal for me to be able to be here, is to be able to be here to be a number one listening ear, number two real world advice, and logical, trying to get you to understand logically why some things are happening, or what is the path that you can go down to not only recover and heal from these things, but grow from them and use them as positions of power and strength rather than positions of weaknesses and detriment to your life. That is the goal of this, is to give you the opportunity to book these sessions and talk out whatever it is that you might be going through, and to have that non-judgmental ear, to have that confidentiality that what you say to me will never leave between you and I, unless you want it to be shared with someone else. But that is my ultimate goal, is in order to do this. This is something that I've been thinking about for a long time now, is how can I be helpful? The one commodity that I have very short supply of is time. So how do I make my time available, because I get questions all the time. I have people reach out to me and want to ask about this trouble that they're going through, or this trauma, or this problem they're having with their spouse or their family member, or, you know, their parent, or what they went through as a child and how to understand it, how to cope with it, or the domestic violence that they experience, how to cope with it, handle it and go forward, you know, or the weaknesses of faith they're having, you know, the maybe sometimes even crisis of faith. This is also for parents who are having trouble, you know, with their teenage, because that's as young as I deal with, as teenagers, their teenage to adult children, and they want to schedule a Zoom session for them so that I can have a discussion with them, because I all the time have parents reaching out to me, can you talk to my son, can you talk to my daughter, can you have a meeting with them to talk to them about their crisis of faith or their doubts of faith or whatever it is that they're going through. And the thing that has stopped me the majority of the time is time. I don't have the time. So in order to be able to facilitate a platform where I have the time, this is how I decided to do it, to make these scheduled blocks to where I'm scheduling my time out to be there for someone and give you 100% undivided attention for that hour that we go through. And if you want to schedule multiple sessions, you're able to do so on the website as well. My recommendation is, if you're having serious issues, schedule at least 3-4 sessions out, because it'll take that long to try to get through everything. So this will be an open platform to anyone who wants to take advantage of it. Now, this is a paid service. And I tried and I went back and forth. I looked at what everybody else is doing. What is the norm in this field? What is the norm for what people are charging for the amount of time? And I wanted to make it as feasible as possible, but as well as making it worth the time that I have to put in. Because I say this so many times, that if you do not value your own time, which is your most precious commodity, if you don't value your own time, your most precious commodity, then other people will not value your time. So we set it at $75 per hour. $75 per hour. So this is the new platform. And if for some reason you really, really need to have these services, you need to talk to someone, but you don't have the ability to pay, then email us. Email us at yushaevanscoaching.com. I mean, at gmail.com. yushaevanscoaching@gmail.com, which will be right down here in the description below. You can email and explain your situation, and we'll find a way to make it happen for you. This is not something I want to cut off for anyone, you know, just because their inabilities. We'll make it happen for you. Also, if where you're at in the world, none of the times that are in the schedule work for you, let's just say none of them work in the schedule for you, then send an email again to yushaevanscoaching@gmail.com. Explain your situation, explain what time might work for you, and we'll try to find a way to make it work. There will be some off schedule on the regular schedule. There will be some off schedule sessions that I have left time aside for that, but that has to be booked privately. It has to be booked privately because I have to rearrange my schedule to meet those needs. So this is what I want to do. I want to be as helpful as I can to the best of my abilities, and to be here for somebody who wants to talk to someone with real world experience. That is where I'm coming from. This is not psychiatry sessions. This is not your run-of-the-mill therapy sessions. This is life coaching through traumatic experiences, through business ventureship, entrepreneurship, and any other realm in that category. And what are the qualifications I have to do this? My life. If you've looked at my podcast lately, and I have not even gone into the deep end yet, but if you've looked at my podcast, if you've seen reflections from the beginning, if you've seen the last episodes when it comes to, you know, the issues that I had with my mother, my stepmother, the issues I had through going to prison, you know, issues I had from up to down, A to Z, you know, there is not much that someone is going to come to me with that I'm not going to have had some real world experience. And my qualification is that I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still functional. I'm on a path to healing. I'm using this dark periods of my time, these traumatic experiences of my life, I'm using them as a means of benefit and a fuel to the fire for me to be able to help others. And this is where I will be coming from an area of personal experience. And then, as always, as you've seen in all of my podcasts, etc., relating that back to how we can relate that to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to find some peace, try to find some tranquility, try to find some understanding about the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way He deals with us in our lives, and why do we go through some of the things that we go through, how can we look at the benefit. And that is something that I've always tried to do, is always to try to look at a situation from many angles and try to find what is the benefit of this situation, because I know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that He sends towards the believers is good for them. It's good for them. Even the harm that comes to them, the things that they go through, it is a means of benefit and a means of blessing for them, but it takes a different approach and a different way of viewing and looking at things to be able to see that and rationalize that and logically place that into your mind and into your heart, so that you can go forward with faith, you can go forward with trust, you can go forward with conviction, and use that as a means of positivity in your life, a means of benefit, and a tool at your disposal to deal with things that will come up later on in your life. You know, this is what it's all about. This is the entirety of this project, is to try to be helpful, because there are going to be people out there who need to go to real licensed therapy, maybe cognitive behavioral therapy. I will be using cognitive behavioral therapy. This is something I did study in my secular studies of psychology. But you might need to go to a cognitive behavioral real therapist, and there might be a time where someone comes to me and they need psychiatry. They might have personality disorders. There might be something that doesn't explain what's going on that might need to be dealt with in a chemical imbalance in the brain. When I see these types of things, or there might be people who come to me with issues that I have absolutely no experience in at all whatsoever, and it is way out of my league, then I will let that person know that this is not for me. And I will try to find, use a database of resources that I'm looking to compile of Muslim mental health professionals. So if you are watching this and you know of Muslim mental health professionals, whether they do in person or online, then email me at yushaevanscoaching@gmail.com. Give me all of their details, how to find them, how someone else can find them, so that I can add that to my database, wherein if someone comes to me and they need further help than I am able to offer, then I can refer them to someone else that either operates online or maybe in person where they're at, based on this searchable database that I am trying to create. So this is it, Yusha Evans Coaching. This is my newest project. This is a scary venture for me, because it is, you know, taking a leap of faith to block off large portions of my time and in hopes that there are people out there that need this service. And if they don't, then, you know, we'll just move on to the next project. If this is something that, you know, people don't need and no one comes and no one books, then Alhamdulillah, then I will continue on and move on to the next thing. That's part of entrepreneurship. When you work for yourself, you always got to be ready for the plan B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way through. So, and maybe this is something I'm not good at. Maybe the feedback will be, you know, Brother Yusha, you're not very helpful at this. Maybe you should look into doing something else. Then I'll take that advice on board and we'll move on and work on doing something else, inshallah ta'ala. But this is something that, you know, through my personal experience and having talked to so many people throughout the years in my free time that I had the chance to talk to people with, you know, these types of issues, I have seen that I was able to be helpful in some form or fashion. And the feedback that I've always gotten is that this is something that I would be decent at and something that would really help people. So I'm making this service available. YushaEvansCoaching.com. You can book your session. And all of the ones that are open will be free to you to book. You can book out as far as 30 days. And you can book in as little as 24 hours in advance. You have to book at least 24 hours in advance, because I need to know. I need to be able to, you know, schedule my day and schedule my time. And if I'm traveling, then I will block off those periods that I know I cannot do it. 30 days in advance is usually when I know when I'm traveling, I'll block off those times and those dates where I know I won't be able to do it. But this is something I can do from my home, where we have the studio set up to be able to do this. This is something I can also do while I'm traveling if the time is available, because this is via Zoom. So I'm looking forward to this new project, inshallah. May Allah, first and foremost, may Allah accept it. If a deed is not accepted by Allah, then it is a worthless deed. Is a worthless deed. It has to be accepted by Allah. So first and foremost, I want to do this with sincerity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being helpful to His creation. Because being helpful to the creation of Allah is servitude to the Creator. It is servitude. It is ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to serve his creation. So may Allah accept this and allow it to be a means of benefit for people who are hurting, people who are struggling, people who are going through it and they don't know who to talk to. Maybe you're struggling and you've been through trauma and you don't know how to get it out. You don't know who to talk to. You don't know who to trust. Then you can come and talk to me. You can come talk to me and there will never be any judgment. There will never be any ill feelings. Explain your situation and I will give you the most heartfelt, sincere advice in a logical way, in a way that you can wrap your head around to help you to process this, to be able to internalize it, then externalize it, be able to try to heal from it and go forward and use it as a means of strength for you. You know, maybe you're going through crises of faith and, you know, there's things that have popped up that have caused you doubts or whatnot. Talk to me and we'll talk through them. We'll rationalize them and we'll find some answers from the book of Allah and his sunnah of his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, maybe you're a parent who's having trouble reaching out to your children, teenagers, or even, you know, young adults, and you want to talk to me privately and explain the whole situation. Book a session with me. We'll talk it out, and I'll give you some heartfelt advice as one parent to another of how to go about trying to deal with this situation. And if it comes to a point where it's like I might need to speak to them, then we'll book a session with them as well, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe you are wanting to start a new business. Maybe you're wanting to stop working the 9-to-5 and go into entrepreneurship and work for yourself, and you want to try to figure out how to start that whole thing. Book a session and we'll talk it out. We'll find out what it is that you might be able to do to be able to give yourself self-sustainability, inshallah ta'ala, and free yourself from the corporate rat race, as they say. It's a very freeing feeling. So all of these things are available. All the details are also on the website, yushaevanscoaching.com. I really hope this is a means of benefit to people, because one thing that I know is that after these almost two years of the pandemic and not having traveled and having been home and having, you know, had more time on my hands, I've seen how much more I can do, how much more I'm capable of doing with this time that I have and with this online platform that we've created with YouTube and social media and whatnot. And I really, really do not have any plans to go back to hardcore travel like I used to, where I was gone more than I was home. That's just not the life for me I want anymore. And this is another step forward to making that a reality. Because if this becomes successful, then I will have the ability to section off this time full time to be able to be there for you, along with the other things that we do. The podcast is not going anywhere. The YouTube streams are not going anywhere. The live streams on Instagram are not going anywhere. The car content is not going anywhere. You know, all of the things, there are other projects that are actually in the pipeline that I have not launched yet. Have a number of them, but this one seemed to be the most important for the time and the period and place that I find myself at now. So if you are someone out there that feels like you could benefit from this service, click on the link right below, yushaevanscoaching.com, and book you a session. If you feel like you might need more than one, because I don't know how quickly they're going to go or not go, if you feel like you might need more than one, go ahead and book it out. If you know someone who might be able to benefit from this project and from these sessions, send this to them. Send them the website, send them the link, and tell them to come and talk to me. Because that's really one of the most healing things that I've found, is just being able to talk to someone who, number one, might not know you personally, so they don't have any vested interest or any tinted lens at which they're going to view your situation. So you just, in to that person, you can just talk to them and explain to them. Number one, that's the first step to healing, is getting it out from in here, and just giving life to it, making it a reality that now it's outside of yourself. And now we can look at it in a rational, logical way. We can weigh it, you know, according to the deen of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, through the Quran and sunnah, and also just give you some real world advice of how maybe I got through some of these things, or other people that I've talked to in this field have gotten through some of these things, the things I've learned in my studies of psychology, and things that I've learned through going to therapy myself, things that were most beneficial for me when it came to cognitive behavioral change, and how to set schedules for yourself, how to set a schedule of healing, how to set a plan, you know, because that's one of the things I want to do, is to be able to set someone a roadmap of how to get from where they are now, whether that's because of trauma, whether that's because of abuse, whether that's, you know, because of crisis of faith, doubts in faith, whether that's they don't know where they want to go in their worldly life, and they don't know what step to take next in their career path or business, you know, to set a roadmap of how you can get from where you are now to that healing place, to where you are healed, to where these things still live with you. This trauma still lives with you. This abuse still lives with you, but it does not control you anymore. It doesn't own you anymore. It doesn't control you. It doesn't creep up in horrible ways and spill out onto your life in ways that you don't want it to spill out onto your life. Because I've already said this many times, if you don't deal with these things, if you try to push them down and hide them in that closet, they are going to come bursting out at some point. And they usually come bursting out at times when you're not ready for them to, and they come bursting out on people who don't deserve for them to go over that statement, you know, heal so you don't bleed on people who did not cut you. Heal yourself so you don't bleed on people who didn't cut you. So this is the platform that I'm going to use, and this is the project. Tell me what you think. You know, if you guys think that this is something that would be beneficial, drop in the comments and say, yes, you should do this. This is it. This is the one. This is a very good project, beneficial. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you in it. Let me know. If you think this is a horrible idea, if you think, Yusha, this is not for you, you're not going to be able to do this, this is not something for you, let me know in the comments. I'm a person who has no problem with constructive criticism. I'm secure enough in myself that I'm able to take this constructive criticism, as long as it is heartfelt, genuine, and sincere. If you're just trolling, then you just get ignored like trolls do. But let me know what you think in the comments down below, and check out the website, YushaEvansCoaching.com, and let me know what you think. Again, this website I've been in the work for it for some time now. A lot of back-end work had to be done. It will evolve as time goes. But again, I'm a one-man show. Almost everything that you see done by me is done by me. You know, I have some help here and there with some thumbnails for the podcast and thumbnails for the videos, because I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not artistic in the least sense, other than I can see it up here. I just don't know how to make it happen. But the filming, the producing, the editing, the website, the YouTube, all of these things, the travels, all of this is, you know, a Yusha Evans show. It's a one-man show. And even though it's very hard to do things on your own, I've been around long enough to know that if you want consistency in your work, if you want to be at a point to where you know that you're going to be able to continue to do what you do without hiccups, without pauses, without hesitations, without, you know, issues, then you have to be able to do it alone. Now, I would love if I had a team around. Alhamdulillah, I would love it. But I also want to know that no matter what, I can do this on my own, that I can continue this work on my own, that even if everybody who was helping me dropped off the radar, that I can continue to go forward and do this on my own, because that is how I know it will continue, inshallah ta'ala. So this is the new project, YushaEvansCoaching.com. Right after this, you'll see a little clip where I'll be explaining where you go on the website, how do you hit the booking. It'll just be very short to show you just what the website looks like, hit the book, what it looks like, and you can go on from there. And I look forward to seeing some of you in these Zoom sessions. Again, these are going to be private one-on-one sessions, unless you want somebody else to be there with you. That's absolutely 100% fine as well. But these will be private one-on-one sessions, recorded, sent to you, and then another copy will be kept on a secure hard drive, just in case I need to refer to them later on. You know, if someone comes back after a while and I need to refer to what we talked about in the beginning, then these are there, and also for the protections for both myself and the person on the other side of the screen. Again, you can choose to come via voice and just talk. You can choose to do video, but I will always be there with voice and video in every session, inshallah ta'ala. I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to helping you work out your problems. I look forward to helping you understand the pain, understand the trauma, understand the hurt. And I look forward to helping you find healing. I look forward to helping you find peace in your heart. I look forward to helping you find peace in your mind. I look forward to helping you find peace in your home and peace in your soul. Because that's all us people who have been inflicted with a trauma want. We just want peace. And Islam, the end result of Islam, of doing Islam, of being a Muslim. Muslim means to do Islam. The end result of Islam is peace. But you have to know how to connect the dots. You have to know to connect them dots and fill in the missing gaps and pieces. And sometimes our trauma, sometimes our past, sometimes our difficulties, sometimes our doubts, sometimes our weaknesses become a hindrance to us connecting those dots. So I want to help you to be able to connect those dots, inshallah. So I look forward to seeing any of you in one of my sessions. Click on the link below, book one. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is me fulfilling my oath to try to be helpful in any way that I possibly can. And this, I think, is the highest level of being helpful that I can achieve, is dedicating my time, shifting from other things that I'm doing to putting time to do this. This is, I think, the highest peak of me trying to be able to be helpful and fulfilling my word to help those who are in need, who need someone to speak to, who don't know who they can trust, who don't know who they feel like they can tell these, you know, these deep, dark, traumatic events. Talk to me. Never going to judge you. And I'm most likely going to understand on some level what you've been through and try to help you process it and get through it. And inshallah ta'ala heal. Look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode of Reflections. This was a special episode just to not announce Yusuf Evans Coaching. From here on, we're going to go and start doing some more regular podcasts. We're going to talk about anything and everything I feel like talking about. That's the point of Reflections, is me reflecting on either my past, reflecting on things that I see happening that I feel like need to be addressed, and nobody else is addressing them in the way they need to be addressed, so I'm going to address them. And also, we're going to continue to go on. We talked about the prison tapes. We talked about my domestic violence issues and issues in my past. And now we're going to go on from that and explain, you know, part of this is going to be some tapes here and there of how I got from being that kid who had just gotten out of prison to being the Yusha Evans that you see sitting in front of you right here today. And all of the experiences that I've had traveling across the globe, and things that I've seen and things that I've done. This is my release. This is my reflections. This is my open space. This is where I can do what I want to do and be me and live my truth. Live my truth. That was one of the biggest things that going into this pandemic, I said, I am not coming back to social media. I am not coming back to traveling. I am not coming back to speaking. I am not coming back to making content and videos unless I live my truth. And those people who vibe with that truth and who are on the same page, alhamdulillah, welcome. And I hope you enjoy your time here and your time spent going through my content or watching my live streams or social media or whatever it is. And if you don't like it and it's not for you, alhamdulillah as well, you can just move right on along and find somebody who fits into your parameters. But I'm here and I'm going to do me regardless. Unapologetically do me and live my truth and try to help those whom I can help. I look forward to seeing you in another Reflections of episodes or on one of my live streams on YouTube that happen Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mondays and Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to seeing you on one of my Instagram lives that I also try to do Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Or just look forward to seeing you at a talk in your locality on the limited ones that I plan to take from this point on. Or look forward to seeing you right here on YouTube at another episode of Reflections. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for me and my family as I make dua for you and your family and your loved ones and for your healing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, this is the website. So when you go to yushevinscoaching.com, you'll be promoted. You'll be prompted with this homepage, which has all the stuff here that you can see. Boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, you have the services. You're welcome to go through this and talk it out, sessions, coaching, etc. The email to reach out to, and of course, a contact. Now, for those of you who are coming to the homepage and you know what you want, and you want to book a session, you simply click book appointment now. Once you click book appointment now, it's going to ask you to set your time zone so that you see the schedule in your time zone that correlates to my time zone. So I'm going to set my time zone, and then any of these dates that are in black, they have availability. So let's say you click on December 15th. It will show you the available times, 8, 9, 9, 30, 12. These are the times that I've slotted out. You click on one of those times, you hit continue if that's all you want. If you want to add another session, let's say you want to book 2, 3, 4 sessions, you hit add time and you can book multiple sessions or you can book recurring sessions. But if you want to book just one session, you click continue. You will ask for your first, last name, phone number, email, and then you have to agree to the terms. You know, please provide your preferred email address for the Zoom link to be sent to you. So I need your preferred email address that you want the Zoom link sent to you. Put that in the email. A brief description of the subject matter you want to discuss, send it to yushevins@coaching@gmail.com. If not, you will receive a reply asking you to do that. These are the terms and conditions. All sessions will be conducted via Zoom. Client may choose to use video chat along with audio option based on their comfortability. All sessions will be recorded and stored in a secure hard drive with Usha for recording and to refer back to if the need arises. All sessions are confidential, will never be disclosed by any third party without the client's request and consent. Any cancellations or schedules changes must be made within 24 hours to avoid penalty fee for no-show. You click on that. You can choose either to pay with a simple credit, debit, whatever card through Stripe, or we have the PayPal option where you can use PayPal, and you can also use PayPal securely with a credit or debit card, etc. So you can choose how you want to pay. Once you do so, you will get a confirmation page that will be sent to me, schedule you in, you'll get the Zoom link, and then we will also send an email asking you to briefly discuss or describe what you want to discuss so we don't have to waste time in the beginning getting to the nitty-gritty. And then you will show up at your scheduled Zoom time, and then you will be let in. Simple as that. The process, I've tried to make it as streamlined and as simple as I absolutely can. So this is the very easy way to get a session scheduled with me on UshaEvansCoaching.com. Again, this is something that will continue to evolve over time, but I wanted to make it as simplistic as possible, and I look forward to seeing you guys in a session, insha'Allah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.